Anybody know what this is?
Water.
Okay, I don't know if you guys know this, but I teach science. But now I teach, actually, I'm actually G1's teacher. So, this is water,
and
this is a coin. Since you asked first. So, what do you guys think is going to happen if I put this coin into the water? Why do you think it's going to sink to the bottom? Because it's heavy. It's got mass. It's dense. It doesn't have buoyancy, which means it doesn't float. So, when we put this in,
it
sinks right to the bottom. So, if just think, if you look at that, how many of you guys would be willing, if we went to a lake, to walk on top of the water?
Oh, I know that story.
We just learned that fact
today.
What would happen if you stepped into the middle of the lake? So first of all, you would sink, and if you started to sink, you would start to swim. So you would most likely sink. So we're going to read a short story about somebody who actually didn't sink when they walked on the water. So after Jesus had fed the crowd, he told the disciples to get into the boat and go to the other side of the lake. Meanwhile, Jesus went up the hill to pray. When evening came, Jesus was alone. By this time, his disciples were far out on the lake, and a strong wind was tossing the boat around on the waves. But very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus walked out to them on top of the water. When the disciples saw someone walking towards them, they were scared. But Jesus called out, "Don't worry, it's me." But Peter called back, "If it's really you, Lord, tell me to walk to you on the water." Come, Jesus replied. So Peter got out on the boat and walked to Jesus on top of the water. But when Peter looked around and saw the winds and the waves, he was afraid and he began to sink. At once, Jesus reached out with his hand and caught Peter. And he said, "You have little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt?" Then they got into the boat and the storm died down. When Peter stepped out of the boat, he showed courage. Jesus stepped out of the boat, he shows courage.
Peter.
And when he asked Jesus about getting out of the boat, he showed wisdom.
Peter.
And then, we, like, when Jesus got off the side of the boat, he jumped out of the side of the boat and started walking, he showed obedience. But what happened when he took his eyes off of Jesus? He started to sink. And so what is the most important thing with this? When we're obedient to God, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? Where do we have to keep our eyes? Who do we have to look at?
God.
Jesus. So when you guys have a tough time at school, or when you're doing something that you really feel God has led you to do, but it's really hard, sometimes you need to read your Bible and just to get encouragement so you know what God says and you can keep your eyes on Him. So remember, even when your faith does get a little weak, even when you take your eyes a little bit off of Jesus, what did He do to Peter? What did He do to Peter? He reached by His hand and pulled him up. So we can always trust God that He's going to reach down and pull us up. So this week, I want you to practice keeping your eyes on Jesus by reading your Bible every day, by praying and listening to God, and being obedient to what He tells you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank You for these kids. Lord, they're a blessing to You. We pray, Lord God, that You give them wisdom, that You give them courage, and that You teach them to be obedient to the words that You say. In Your name we pray. Amen. You guys can go back to your seat. Some will kind of be heading to the younger one.
We want to remind parents that there is a monitor upstairs where you can listen to the message. Your children are so welcome to stay downstairs, but if they need to move a little bit too much or if they need to be a little bit too noisy, then we ask that you would go upstairs and you can listen up there. I'm kind of waiting for it to quiet down, but I'm not sure if it's going to, so maybe I should just start. We've been talking about living well.
私たちずっとですね、賢く生きるということについて話してきました。
And we started with the question, do you live well? In order to live well, we need to suffer well.
懸命に生きるためには同時に私たちはいろんな苦しみがあるときにそれをしっかりと乗り越えなくてはいけません。
Why?
なんで私たちはこうやって困難や縁に立ち向かう必要があるんでしょうか?
Why, in order to live well, do we also need to be able to suffer well?
私たちはしっかり生きるためには実際になんでこうやって困難にも向かっていかなきゃいけないんでしょうか?
Because everybody has rainy days.
なんなら全ての人ですね、 厳しい時、雨の日を
経験するわけです。Life has pain.
誰もですね、人生の中で痛みを覚え
るんです。Everybody's life has some suffering.
人が苦しみを必ず伴って生きています。
At the same time, everybody's life has sunny days.
でも同時に私たちみんないつか晴れの日、いい時もあるんですね。ないとき、いい時はない人いません。
And if you haven't been here for the last few weeks,
実は私たちこのシリーズをやってきましたけど、もし
you are coming in at the end of the movie.
今日は最後ですね。映画だって、今日は最後のところに
行ってます。In fact, I would say you missed the movie.
ずっとね、もう映画を
and you're just listening to the music and watching the credits.
最後ですね、誰かこれにあったクレジットのところを見てたらそうなるかもし
れない。So, although today's message is really important,
今日はのメッセージもとても重要なことだと思いますけれども、
if you missed the rest of it, I would really encourage you to listen. It's online. Please listen. Even if you were here, listen again.
ホームページにありますので、ぜひそれを聞いてくださいと。
Because we've been studying that in order to live well, we need to live how? How do we need to live? I guess everybody needs to listen again. We need to live by faith. Okay, amen.So what does that mean? Hebrews 11 gives us many examples of men and women who live by faith. Living by faith means to live in relationship with God. Living with faith means to live with an eternal perspective.Living by faith means to live trusting that God is faithful to keep His promises.
約束を守ってくる忠実な方であることを信じて生きることもありました。
Living by faith means obeying God.
神様に従っていくということもありました。
And sometimes that means to go.
ある時は行くと、go、前に進むこと時でもありますし、
Because God says go.
神様は行きなさいというからですね。
Sometimes that means to talk.
話しなさいと言う時かもしれませんし、
Because God says to speak, to talk.
神様が話しなさいと言ったからかもしれません。
And sometimes that means to stay.
それはとどまることを神様は言うかもしれ
ません。Sometimes that means to be quiet or even silent.
もしくは全く沈黙になることも神様は私たちに語られるかもしれません。
Because sometimes God tells us to stay and be quiet or to be silent.Now, all of the people that we read about in Hebrews 11 lived by faith. But we noticed something very interesting. We noticed that God rescued some of them from their suffering and pain.But we also noticed that some of them suffered tremendous suffering and pain. And even though God did not rescue them and take them out of their pain, God was with them in their pain and He took them through that pain. So I want to stop for a second. Some of you are kind of wandering and some of you are actually talking. But could you just kind of pay attention just for a second. I know there's lots of important things, but we only have a few minutes to really set our eyes on the Word of God, so I just ask that all those other important things you could just put down for a few minutes and stop thinking about them and stop talking to the people next to you about them and let's focus on God's Word.So I want to ask every single person here an important question. Are you afraid of pain?
皆さんは苦しみが怖いですか？避けたいですか？痛みを避けたいですか？
Let's be quiet just for a second and let's just let them think about that for a minute. Are you afraid of pain?
痛みが怖いか。
I wonder if it's pain itself that is so frightening to us or if it's suffering alone.
一体その痛みが私たちが怖いのか、それともその苦しみを一人で通り抜けていくことが怖いのか、どちらでしょうか？何を怖がっているでしょうか？
Is it pain itself that makes us so afraid?
その痛みが私たちを怖がらせていますか？どうでしょう？
Are we afraid that there's no oneThat will understand our pain.
私たちの痛みを誰も理解してくれないからそれを怖がっているんでしょうか、どっちでしょう。
Jesus is always with us.
イエス様は共に私たちにいつも一緒にいてくださいます。
Even in our pain.
私たちの痛みの中でもそうです。
Jesus understands every single thing about us.
私たちの全てをご存知です。
He even understands
our pain.
本当
に心の底にある痛みもイエス様は
ご存知です。So、信仰によって生きるというの
は、この地上の一時的なものに目を向けることではなか
ったですね。It doesn't focus on our temporary circumstances.
私たちの一時的な状況に目を向けることではなかったですね。
Because sometimes those circumstances are painful and sometimes they're comfortable, but they're always temporary.
周りにある環境というのは痛かったり、いろいろあります。また状況はいい時ありますけど、でもそれが本当に一時的なものであるということを私たちは知らなくてはなりません。
Faith looks past the finite to the infinite.
本当に信仰というのはこの限界のあるものから本当に無限界のところに私たちを向けさせてくれるんです。
It looks past our circumstances.To God.
私たちの状況を超えた神様を見させてくださいます。
Because in His presence there is fullness of joy. 神様の臨在の中に
私たちは本当に喜びが充満していることを知ることができます。
Let's look at the end of Hebrews 11.
ヘブル人への手紙の11章の終わりのところを見たいと思います。
So if you read English, would you read the English with me? And all these.And all these, though being approved through their faith, did not receive what was promised, God providing something better on behalf of us, in order that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
ところで、この人たちはすべてその信仰のゆえに神に認められながらも約束されたものを手に入れませんでした。神は私たちのためにさらに勝ったものを計画してくださったので、私たちを除いては彼らは完全な状態に達しなかったのです。
We saw that Hebrews 11 started with us.
ヘブル人の11章ですね。私たちというところで始まって。
And here it ends again with us.
そしてここでも最後のところの私たちというところで終わってるんですね。
And so here we are invited to be part of what God is doing up.It to be part of God's legacy.
私たちはこれを読むときにですね、このヘブル人の手紙は過去のものではなくて、この神様の遺産の中に私たちもそれにつながっているということを示してくださっています。
God calls me and God calls each of you to be an example to the next generation.
読んでくださいます。次の世代のために私たちも一つの模範として用いてくださるんですね。
The list of people in Hebrews moves toward a historical goal.
ヘブル人の手紙の出てきた人たちはですね、本当に神様が備えてくださった目的に進んでいきましたけれども。
And what was that goal? Who was that goal?
一体彼らが目指したものは、ゴールは何だったんでしょうか。
Anybody remember?
覚えてますか。神様の目的は何
だった
んでしょうか。それはイエス様でした。イエス様は私の
The fulfillment of all the promises of God. So all of these people in Hebrews 11 lived before the time of Jesus.
ですからヘブル人の手紙の11章の前の人たち、書いてあった人たちはイエス様の前の人たちだったわけですね。
So even though they lived by faith, they never experienced experience Christ. But we live in a different time. We can experience Christ. We can experience the forgiveness of our sins. We can experience a reconciled relationship with the God who created the entire world and the God who created you and me. It's amazing. We have been given a more privileged status. We have been better equipped so that we indeed can live by faith. So, Hebrews continues. Let's read again together. Therefore, can you read with me if you read English? Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
日本語も負けずにいきましょう。いいでしょう。で、こういうわけで私たちもまたこのようにおびただしい証人の群れに囲まれている以上、すべての重荷や絡みつく罪を必ず捨てて、自分に定められている競争を忍耐強く走り抜こうではありませんか。信仰の創始者また完成者であるイエスを見つめながら、このイエスはご自身の前にある喜びを捨て、恥をも厭わないで十字架の死を耐え忍び、神の玉座の右にお座りになったのです。あなた方が気力を失い疲れ果ててしまわないように、ご自分に対する罪人たちのこのような反抗を忍耐された方のことをよく考えなさい。
I think you guys did better.
はい、日本語頑張りましたね。
But you know what? This is not a competition.
はい、でもこれ競争じゃないですね。はい。はい、
Church is about working together and cooperating together. Amen. So look how it starts. When you're introducing your conclusion, you can start actually in lots of different ways. There's lots of words you can pick. So, for example, in English, if we were going to introduce a conclusion, maybe we would say, and so, or maybe we would say, accordingly, but that's not how the author of Hebrews has introduced his conclusion. He picked a word that shouts.
He
said, come on, you guys. You've got to get this. In view of all of this. And he gives us one very simple message. Therefore, I kind of stripped away the decoration. The things that are stuck on. The skeleton. And if we do that, it says, therefore, let us also run the race which has been set before us with patience and endurance.
こういうわけで私たちも 自分に定められている競争、忍耐状況が真の行動ではないか。
So what is the one message that all of this in all of these weeks that the writer of Hebrews 5 and the Holy Spirit wants to tell us? Run your race. What race is that? The race that God set before you. The race that God has made especially just for you. And in what way does He tell us to run that race?
Endurance.
It means to run with the capacity to bear up under difficult circumstances. And what is this patience, endurance inspired by? It's inspired by hope.
それはですね、希望があるからです。私たち希望があるから忍耐することができるんです。
Remember how Hebrews started?
ヘブル人の手紙はじめ覚えてますか？どのように始まったか。希望があるんですね。
But hope in what?
何の希望でしたか、それは。
Was it hope in comfort?
何か、全てうまくいくっていうようなそういう希望でしたか。違いましたね。何の希望ですか？
It was hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. イエス・
キリストによる希望があったんですね。その希望を持ったから。
Because Jesus already conquered our ultimate enemy.
私たちにとって神様は本当に私たちの究極の敵に勝利してくださいました。
Already conquered death.
もう死を死に立っていらっしゃるんですね。
So we can live with Him and we can live with God.
イエス様と共に、そして神様と共に生きることができるんです。
With an eternal perspective.
そして私たちは本当に永遠の視点を持って、今もこれからも
and forever.
永遠にそういう思いを持って生きていくことができます。
And the book of Hebrews explains how.
ヘブル人の手紙はそのやり方を少し説明していますね。
One,
最初は
by remembering the stories of others who have lived by faith.
信仰によって生きた人たちの物語を通して私た
ち by remembering the stories of others who ran their own race.
彼ら本当に自分のレースをしっかりとしたその私たちの信仰の先達たちを見て私たちに励ましてください。
Like the people in Hebrews 11.
ヘブル人の手紙の11章の人たちはそうですね、私たちを励ましてくださいます。
Like you guys.
それは皆さんもそうですけれども。
Like the people who lived for Jesus and testified at Mizpah.
ミズパでそれぞれの体験の話をくださった方、それぞれの人たちを見て私たちは励まされるんですね。
And the second way that we can live.
2番目、私たちが励まされるのは。
By patient endurance.
そしてそこに忍耐強くできるのは。
Is by putting aside every weight.We can live with patient endurance by putting aside every weight that is hindering us.
だから私たちが本当に自分に絡みつく重荷とか大変なものを横に置くことができるんですね。置いて離す。
So what is weighing you down?
私たちの重荷、私たちを苦しめているものは何なのか。
What is hindering you from running your race?
私たちは一生懸命レースをするのを妨げているものは何なんでしょうか。
How many of you are runners?
この中で走るの好きな人いますか。
Okay, Jordan, my man, happy. Where we go, okay?
皆さん走るの好きですね。
We don't even run with a water bottle.
ね、私たちは走るときに別に水筒を持って走ることはありません。
Because we don't want anything to hinder.I just put a water bottle on the side of the path and I pick it up when I go past.
ですから私は走る時に自分の横に水筒を置いたりします。
And it also says that we have to put aside every sin that tangles us up.
私たちを本当に絡みついて私の罪をも置か。
So we have to put away weight and we have to put away sin.
いや罪を置いて走るんです、ね、
Weights and sin are different.
重荷や罪っていうのは違うことですけれども
Weights are not bad.
重荷はですね悪いこと
だ They're just stuff that weigh us down.
重荷は確かに私たちがあって実際に重いんですけれども
Sometimes I've shared to you about my friend Kevin who's a missionary in China.
ある時私前にも言ったことない私の友人で中国の宣教してるケビンさんって人いるんですけど
Before Kevin went to China, he felt assured that he was called to go to China and share the gospel.
彼はもうはっきりと自分は神様に召されて中国に行って宣教するんだというふうに彼は思ったんですけども。
But Kevin also had an American, wonderful Christian girlfriend who he loved very much and who he dated for many years.
何年も本当にデートした本当にガールフレンドのアメリカ人のガールフレンドがいたんですね。自分はでも中国と思ってたんですけど。
And before he left for China, they broke up.
彼がですね、中国に行く前にその彼らの関係を解消してしまいました。
Because both of them believed that that relationship was good, but at the same time it would hinder Kevin from running his race.
双方ともその関係は良いものだと思ったんですけど、でも本当にケビンが彼の自分の人生の道を行くときにはその関係は妨げになるというふうに思って彼らは関係を解消しちゃったようですね。
So weights and sin are very different.
重荷と罪というのは全然違う性格のものです。
Last week we looked a little bit at sin.
先週私たちは罪について少し学びました。
When we live by faith, we must choose to be faithful to God.
私たちは神様に忠実に誠実であるべきです。
In other words, we must choose not to sin.
罪を犯さないようにそれを選び取らなくちゃいけない。
So Satan is going to tempt each and every single one of us. 私たち
は誘惑して妨げで惑わされるんですね。
To sin.
罪を犯させたいんです。
Mostly the way he does that is by trying to get us to numb our pain.
その時にどういう心でサタンを私たちにするかというと、私たちの痛みを和らげているような感じで、嘘をつくような形で、
He tempts us to numb our pain rather than trust God and go through our pain.
そうすれば痛みが静まる。で、神様を信じていくよりもいいんだというふうにサタンは私たちに嘘をつくわけです。
Go through our pain, not alone, but with Christ.
私たちが本当は痛みの中をイエス様と行くことを望むんですけども、そうではないようにサタンは私たちを横道にそらしてしまいます。
So I just put up last week a few of the ways that Satan tries to tempt us.
日本語すればです。ごめんなさい。
How he tries to tempt us to sin.
私たちはどのようにしてサタンは私たちを
惑わせるかというんですけども。And if you are honest with yourself, I guarantee that you have believed.Some of these lies, maybe even today.
自分の心に正直になればですね、このようなサタンの嘘に信じてしまった、従ったことがあると思います。
So the first type of lie.
サタンの嘘というのはこういうことです。
Doing this sin, doing this bad thing will numb your pain. You will feel better.
これは悪いこと。まあ、この罪をこれをしたら、その自分の痛みが痛みを解消する平気だよっていう。
That is a lie.
それは嘘ですね。
Drugs make you feel better for a little bit of time, but they will make you feel worse.
やられるかもしれませんけど、実際は本当に長い目見たら麻薬が薬は私たちを本当に解放するものではありません。
Alcohol will make you feel better over a short period of time, but if you get addicted to it, it will make you feel worse.Over a longer period of time. Pornography will make you feel better over a short period of time. But it will ruin your life
その人生に
over a longer period of time.
長い目を見たらそうなります。
Second lie.
次、2番目の嘘はこういう嘘です。
Everyone is doing it.
みんなしてるから平気だよって。
So that makes it okay.
いや、だから平気だって。みんなしてるから。
Well, I have a revelation for you.
でもですね、本当にこれを聞いてほしいことですけれども。
Everyone is sinning.
みんな確かにそうです。私たちは罪人です。
The world is not living in the light. The world is living in darkness. We don't follow what everyone is doing. We follow Christ. And then there are the just lies. I'm just going to do it.This once. I'm just going to do it a little bit, not as much or not as bad as most people. And then there's another lie. You can't make it unless you do this. Unless you commit this sin.Your pain is too much. You need to do this. Another lie. You're not hurting anyone else. Don't believe it. Every single type of sin that man can imagine hurts himself and hurts the people in his world. And the last one, this is just a bunch of examples, we can do this all year. You have the right to do this sin.You're in pain. God will understand. God will forgive you. Satan gives us a million reasons to sin. But God gives us just one reason not to sin.
でも神様は私たちにたった一つの罪を犯さない理由を与えてくださいます。
And that reason is he loves us.
それは私たちを愛してくださるから。
That reason
is Jesus. その理由はイエス様だからですね。
That reason is that because Jesus loves us so much that he actually died so that we would not choose to sin. The author of Hebrews continues. The continuation, we actually read the whole thing already, but we're just kind of picking up the part. Let's read the English.